be me.
Oh, this is Phil's favorite band here. Hell yeah, is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Henry likes it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I like this band a lot.
And, well, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Don't get sidetracked, and I don't want Bud starting to butt in.
Well, you open the door, I'm going to take a step into it.
Well, and I'll push you back out through that door, and you'll be standing on a fifth floor ledge.
Hey, oh, wait.
Don't applaud your own death. Although... Sorry, Phil. Anyway, this is Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Phil Henry. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh. Okay, there's a bunch of things I need to announce.
Yeah, because you've made a real crap out of this weekend, haven't you?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean the whole...
I don't think I've done it, but here's the thing. You know, I haven't, I work a lot, and I haven't seen my friends. And so this weekend I've got, and my sisters and I have not had, we promised to get together for dinner. We promised to do this at my brother's memorial, and we haven't been able to do it until this weekend. So Saturday night I'm going to be with my sisses. Tomorrow night I'm having dinner with the Olander clan out in Pasadena. On Sunday.
You know, calling it Pasadena, Phil. Like, you know,
probably everyone thinks, you know, they're a whole bunch of junked out. Not junked out.
No, not everyone's going to think that, General.
No, they're going to think it's a big party town. Let me tell you something, folks. Pasadena, not. So.
Well, they have their fair share.
It depends on who you are and where you live, I guess.
Oh.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Fresno. What about it?
Woo!
Fresno. You know something, Phil? I never thought you'd stoop so low as to attack a man's hometown.
Well, then quit knocking my town, all right?
You're not from Pasadena.
I'm from somewhere close.
You're from Arcadia, so then just...
All right, so I'm sorry what I said about Fresno.
Actually, you're right. It is a dump. All right, so...
Are you guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
You know, just stay clear of Fresno. I know I do.
Meaning you don't go home for the holidays.
Exactly.
All right, so anyway, Saturday night... We're going to be, I'm going to be, somebody's going to be, where am I, what am I doing Saturday night? Oh, I'm having dinner with my sisters, then tomorrow night I'm at the Olander's. And I say all of this to say...
You just went, I did with it.
Yeah, I got kind of confused.
Thank you very much.
Phil said not to mention anything. If he wants to turn everything, if he wants to sound like he's got some sort of a steel pin in a nerve ending...
Yeah, like you, maybe they did some surgery.
Look at guys. I'm trying to get the. I told you I'm really tired. Okay, so
that's why you're stumbling.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I don't think I'm stumbling that bad. So let me just say that we're going to be here. We're going to do everything, but here's the schedule has changed. We're going to do a remote chat. So that means that we're going to be doing our chat on Friday night tonight, but we're going to be doing it. The video will be on Facebook Live.
Now the Facebook Live is over on Facebook.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you're a little punk.
Hey,
Bud, don't get punk with me.
Pretty obvious, though, General.
Yeah, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm not up on all the latest social media.
Well, Facebook's been around a while. But anyway, we will be doing Facebook Live for the video, and the chat will be over on our website. I can't use the video cast on the website because we won't be near our studio.
Oh, that's why. So you're going to just use Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Well, what about the people on Facebook that are not subscribers that want to chat?
Unfortunately, they won't be able to, but they can listen in and watch and, you know, call it a tryout or something like that.
Yeah, you're trying out for them.
Yeah, maybe. And then we have on Sunday night. See, I'm losing my train of thought with you guys.
Right, coming up on Sunday night, you're going to be going out. You're going out to dinner with another friend.
Yeah, a friend I haven't seen in a long time. So here's the schedule. We're going to have the chat tomorrow night, but we're going to be remote, so we will use Facebook Live for our video, and we will be on our regular chat box there on the website. Then comes Saturday, and I'll probably do Monday's live streaming show on Saturday.
Not on Sunday.
Yeah, you used to do it on Sunday night.
Yeah, the one that we used to do on Sunday, the one that we still do on Sunday night, I'm probably going to move that to Saturday. So I can clear the decks for Sunday, and you know, I'm cramming a lot of one of these days has to suffer. It might as well be Saturday, you know.
Why are you making Saturdays, you know?
I don't know. I could, maybe I just want to get it all out of the way, you know, because I know I'm going to have to move the the show around from Sunday. All right, so that'll be happening, and then all the other schedules are the same. So it.
Well, that wasn't much of a change, but just to recap, you're doing the chat tomorrow night, as usual, but the video will be on Facebook Live.
Exactly. So that means go to Phil Henry Fans. Go to our Phil Henry Fans site at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS, and you'll see the video portion of our chat.
All right. And then on Saturday, as opposed to Sunday evening, you'll be doing the live streaming show, which eventually will air or drop on Monday.
Yes, as opposed to us doing it on Sunday night.
And then you're going to do what? You're having dinner with your sisters?
That's nothing anybody has to know.
Yeah, but you're having dinner with your sisters, and then you're having dinner on Saturday night with somebody else, and then you're going to the Olderners on Friday.
Yeah, but Friday comes before Sunday.
No kidding. What a moron.
Well,
yeah, we know that, bud. Thank you very much. So that's it, and I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but I guess I did.
Well, you did, you know, but it's good to keep track of these things.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been that big of a deal if you guys had just let me do what I got to do and get this stuff kicked out.
Phil, we don't understand. Sometimes you'll say something, I'm lost. You know, like, and I just saw the skin. You get the jerryman, don't you?
What are you pointing at me?
Yes, that's your friend?
Yes.
Well, he's on the show today, and I don't understand that guy. You know?
He's a singer and a very... Get a load of this guy.
Oh, Margaret.
All right, let's not argue about that. What's the point?
That guy confuses me, too.
Well, you know, there are some people kind of just throw you off.
Throw you off? Boy, that guy throws me... He throws me completely off. He throws me off the top of the Chrysler Building.
Hey!
Thank you. I'm General Galen Shaw. What about it?
All right, General, I understand.
All right, let's do this. Let's... Oh, look at this, man. I'm going to have to... I have to delete the... Who won that damn... Manchester City.
Who gives a sweet JC?
Right. All right, let's go over to the traffic now. We got Phil Bob Henry Bacon and traffic. Company out there. Bob Bacon and Skyboy. Bob?
Hey, go ahead, Bob. Dan's here. They're wearing the blue shorts. Gumption. If you were walking down the Upland Brown, probably about 10 o'clock this morning, you're going to see the Ebron, Ebron, and there's guys in there in short pants, and he's got that thing stuck right in his face. So if you see a speech of Bronzers, and it's the Bloodhound, is probably one of the guys. And but down the Pi Freeway, when they're out to Old Road, over there, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see a clown, and we're going to pound with a clown. Put on that clown makeup, wearing a big shoot on stage. Let's shoot it over there to Skyboy.
Hey, Bob, I got the clown makeup on. Phil Heron, and right here's the wind signal. We're on the 20th Freeman, the Gordie Howe, and Brent Dent, and Buzz Aldrin found his land on the moon. Michael Thompson's going all over the land. On the other side of the train, I'm still on the hot tub. I got a hot tub with my hot foot to a coyote answer, and I put a hot foot short shake the bed. This is Skyboy with Bob Becky and Johnny.
Never let it be said that a man can't crawl out of bed in the morning, go to work, feel great, come home, and then just lie on the floor and cry. I'm Sam Clapp for the Clapp Trap. It's this bright blue nozzle of gas. All you do is keep it in your pocket, and when you get the blues, stick it in your mouth, inhale, and the next thing you know, you're high. It's a mixture of gases that Sam Clapp, and only Sam Clapp, knows the quantity of. Yes, when you lie on the floor at night ready to burst into tears because it just isn't worth it, none of it, go ahead and grab yourself the Sam Clapp and get yourself a blast of gas. Sam Clapp laughing gas. Gas is comprised of legal gases. Sam Clapp laughing gas. I developed this gas for you in my garage late at night when no one was around. And now I'm bringing that product to your home. I will deliver it personally. I'll knock on your door if you want at the time you specify. I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 16 of these canisters, however many you want. Can you OD on it? Let's not talk about that right now. The federal government, they want to go around and around. They want to dance with me. You can dance with my attorneys. Sam Clapp with the Clapp gas. Sam Clapp's laughing gas, available at Colby's and the Intersexual Instructional Stores. I'm Sam Clapp. Clap for the Sam Clapp laugh. Gas. Ing. Gas. Laughing gas.
Well,
famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. And I know we have John Jerryman on, but I don't think he's... Bobby Dooley is going to be in the offing with us before we have John on the line. And Bobby Dooley has started a advice column that is going to be appearing in the Western Estates website very, very soon. A lot of people think that this is long overdue.
Well, I know that your friend, the comedian and all-around multi-talented Valerie Gregson, suggested this to Bobby, and I thought Bobby was very rude of her at...
What do you mean rude of her?
Well, I thought she was very rude.
What'd she do?
Well, Valerie said to her, why don't you do an advice column? And Bobby looked her up and down like, and what business is it of yours? That sort of thing.
But Miss Dooley simply wanted to get the measure of the moment, you know.
What do you mean the measure of the moment?
That's very rude. if Valerie suggested that, and she said, what?
She said, why don't you do an advice call? And she looks at her and she goes, what business is it of yours? You know, looking her up and down, and then looked around behind her and looked at her hair. Just the kind of thing. And I wanted to reach over and just give her what I call a love slap.
Well, you know, good luck with that.
No, it's not that, General. I reach over as she's giving someone lip, and I just slap the face very gently. It's here. I'll do it on my hand. I would do this. Suppose my hand is Bobby.
Well, I bet Bobby's face was Bobby.
Yeah, what part of Bobby?
Her face. And she's just blah, blah, blah. You know how Bobby is, just blah, running. The guts are coming right out. Her guts are running out under her shoes. And I just come up and I go, shut it up. Would you shut it up?
That looked angry.
All right.
So you are angry.
I've got to work on it, all right?
No, we will not do the Margaret love slap.
No one's saying we. I said it's what I do. I'm working on it.
Well, Bobby Dooley is out there and about, and we're going to talk to her about this new advice column that she has. Hey, Bobby, so tell us a little bit about this so we know that...
First of all, is Margaret there?
Yes.
The day you slapped me to straighten me out is going to be a red letter day.
You know what, darling? I don't want to get into that. We've got our history. If you want to settle that, we'll settle it the way we ought to.
With baseball bats behind the sit and sleep?
No, of course not.
What is this baseball? You know, you guys, I don't want to hear anything about that. I don't want to hear anything even close to that.
You two people, you almost got the mafia involved.
No, it was Frank Gray that almost got the mafia involved.
Now, let's not start dropping names. And I don't want to hear about that again. Do you understand?
What are you looking at me for, Phil?
Because you're part of this.
Phil, I didn't.
Don't you dare say you didn't start it.
All right, shall I go ahead and hang up on Bobby? Because
I would if I were you.
All right, okay, I won't say anything.
So what is the advice column that you're writing?
First of all, Phil, it's for the Western Estates Homeowners Association newsletter. Second of all, I do want to say, I heard what Margaret said, and I guess you don't think I'm qualified.
Phil said to drop it, please.
Well, do you think I'm qualified?
Phil said to drop it.
All right, let's not. You don't have to worry about whether she thinks you're qualified.
Now let it go, will you, Bobby, for God's sake, so we can move this thing toward a successful conclusion today, and I can go home and blow my brains out. Thank you.
All right, well, if you all want to be that negative, then I...
What, Bobby, give us an example of a column that you're going to write.
All right. As you know, Phil, Steve and I have been at the forefront of helping other parents understand their adolescent kids. Kids don't want what they call, a lame parent. They call that them that, you know.
They call them what?
Excuse me, I don't want to listen to her.
Let me just ask the questions. What do they call them?
Who?
What do teenagers call their parents?
Oh, they call them lame when they act really ridiculous and embarrassingly. A lot of times, if you are walking with your kid, it's embarrassing. And so what we do in this column...
What do you mean, walking with the kid?
Will you just be quiet and let her finish?
Thank you very much, Phil. I'm not going to get this out if people are interrupting.
Go ahead.
So we write down the top do's and don'ts of being a parent. I'm really known for this, and I'm very good at this. Steve and I are with it.
Jesus.
What did I just hear?
Nothing.
Steve and I are with it. I dress very with it. Steve, you know, we are loose. We're extremely loose around the teens, okay?
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to be too loose, though.
Of course you don't want to be too loose. Good. You know, I'm talking to this guy over here.
Hey, Bobby.
Sorry. So what we do, first of all, is I'm going to list the top lame things when you're lame. You know what that means, Mr. Henry, when you're lame?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hold on. I just got in.
Oh, Steve's here. And
isn't that good news?
Did I hear another smartass crack?
No, you did. That was me.
All right. What do you have?
Got some ham spear, and I got those pretzels. Got the peanut butter.
Oh, Steve got the pretzels with the peanut butter in the middle.
Yeah, I found Alaska.
All right. So I'm talking about how lame a lot of parents are.
Yeah, we're considered.
Don't grab the phone.
Yeah, well, he's grabbing the phone and yelling into it, and it ain't working.
Mr. Henry says it's not working.
What is it, my life?
No, well, that isn't working.
Not his life. Him grabbing the phone.
Mr. Henry says, not your life. You grabbing the phone.
All right. I'm sorry.
Have a pretzel with the peanut. Oh, I love the pretzels. Have you ever had the pretzels with the peanut butter, Mr. Henry? Huh?
Yes, I have. I have. They're very good, although I don't really indulge in that kind of stuff these days because I'm trying to watch the calories. All right, so
may I ask you a question, Bobby? It's Margaret.
If it's respectful.
It's very respectful. Can you give us, please, examples of how parents act lame?
Well, if I do that, you're going to be offended because I do think, as much as I admire you and Frank as parents, I do think you are on the lame side of life, as the kids like to say.
As the kids like to say.
Well, they don't, but I think they will. Steve and I will popularize that. You're lame, and you're getting lamer by the second. And when you get on the lame side of life, if you're lame, let's say you're lame, that means you're listing to one side. Well, the more you list to one side, the more you veer off the road. That's getting to the lame side of life.
I see.
All right, so what's an example of that?
Well, an example of getting on the lame side of life is, you know, when you're always, like, Margaret, you always talk about your son like he's so great, you know?
I talk very proudly about my son.
Well, now, she's arguing with me, Mr. Henry.
All right, so is this something we can't argue with you about? I mean, are you the ultimate expert?
Yes, I know you're writing a column.
Ultimately, though, I have to be the final arbiter. So you talk an awful lot about your son, and it really irritates, I know it irritates a lot of people. People have told me that when you talk a lot about Jason J. Delmonico, there are a lot of people out there, a lot, far more than you know, who get very irritated, and it causes health issues with some of the people.
Wait a second, this is a load of horse dung.
I was going to say, I can understand people not agreeing with what I say, but getting so irritated there's health issues.
I'm telling you, these are people that I know.
Yeah, the people you know, man, maybe they got a weak constitution.
Yeah, maybe you ought to go and get a checkup from the doctor office.
Okay, thank you very much, bud. I certainly do hope, by the way, that you have your jaw checked, because it sounds like it came unhinged, maybe while you had your mouth on something.
Yeah, I had to go, you know.
Come on, will you?
Sorry.
You know, this is why I told you not to take this call, Phil.
What is that?
Nothing. It was me. I was talking to myself. So.
Pretzel and peanut butter.
All right, Steve, honey, just sit there. Go ahead, Phil.
All right, so give me another example.
Well, another example, I think, is the fact that a lot of times parents walk with their, if you're out in public, they're walking with the kid. In other words, you're being seen with the child. That is extremely lame. And it's just lame, isn't it, Steve?
You know, it can't be seen, but...
So when you're walking down the street, and the kid's there, your kid, and his friends or her friends say, is that your mom or dad next to you? They're going to have to say, no, or I just now noticed, something like that. Because to admit that they were walking down the street.
This is a load of, I cannot imagine every kid in America.
I'm telling you, General, you know, we are so far, well, I should say me and Steve are, we are in touch, but a lot of parents are out of touch.
All right, so kids don't want to walk down the street with their parents. I mean, I don't believe that, but if that's what's going to be in your column.
Now, Phil, you don't have to believe it, and you can risk looking like a real lame ass. Sheesh.
No, Mr. Henry, you want to be a lame ass.
You know, it's amazing to me.
There was a bit that I saw once. It was very, very funny. It was called Embarrassing Mom, and it was done by a couple of very, very funny... I want to get the names of those folks before we go off the air. They do videos, and they're a freaking crack-up. One of them is Embarrassing Mom, and this video, you got to find it. She's walking with her son while he's skateboarding. And now that I can understand, because the kid is engaged in an activity that he, you know, you're going to do with other kids.
Well, now, see, that doesn't make any sense.
You don't see how it's embarrassing to be walking with your son when he's skateboarding?
Not at all. I think that it's athletic, it's very with it, and if you're a with it parent, you see what I'm saying? If you're with it and you're now, that's all I'm trying to say. Are you now, are you with it? God.
I understand, Bobby. All right.
What's the name of this, the video couple?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Well, I know, wife, her name is Ilana Sullivan, and he's Liam. And,
Liam and Ilana Sullivan.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, and she plays Embarrassing Mom, and it is a crack-up.
Well, all right, so what has that got to do with what I'm writing about? I mean, I'm saying that walking, and you're saying no, just skateboarding?
Well, what is skateboarding in your...
skateboarding is what? Is it where?
Is it lame for a kid to be seen with their parents while they're being skateboarding?
For a lot of yes, I said. Yeah, with the kids skateboarding, yes. In order to not have that happen, the parents should skateboard too.
The parents should. Oh man. You know something? You're more and more disconnected from reality, Bobby. I'm sorry to say that.
Don't talk about my wife that way. You know, that bad.
No, yes, I am talking about your wife that way. You know, Steve, I'm not so sure that's you or some kind of a chatty Cathy version of you, but that's what I'm saying.
No, you know, parents are going to skateboard with another kid, man. Looks weird.
I didn't say with another kid. I meant with their kid.
That's what I mean. The kid's going to be embarrassed.
No, the kid's not going to be embarrassed. If the parent knows how to skateboard, the kid is going to go, oh, this is great, my parent. You know, I'm going to blow this pop stand.
Blow what pop stand?
This show that you're doing, Phil, it's like a soda pop stand.
Yeah, just like a soda pop. We want to blow it.
I want to blow it.
Yeah, I'll bet you want to blow it.
You're a...
Can't hang up.
I know.
Well, hang up, we demand it.
You know, one of these days I'm not going to let any of you hang up and just make you stay on the line forever.
Bobby's losing it.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Bobby,
thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to your column. Your column on how not to be a lame parent. Bobby,
that's a woman who seriously, someone should go over and check and make sure that she's not morphing into a Wolverine or a goddamn, you know, a wombat or something.
Oh, nice. But, you know, Phil, again, the reality of it is Bobby and Steve think they're so hip and so with it.
You can be jealous.
Jealous of what?
The fact that they got, that they're with it.
What makes, they're not with it at all.
I don't think Bobby and Steve are with it at all. You know, and walking with your kid is lame, but skateboarding with your kid is fine. I mean, they got it.
They're all messed up.
I think that she is, let me tell you what I do with Jason J. Delmonico. What I love to do with him, and we go dancing together. You know, he's 14, he's old enough now, and I say, why don't you take your mother dancing? And we go out to, now, hold on, General.
Holy Christ.
Hold on. How dare you judge me?
This sounds bad from the gate.
Just hold on. Go ahead, Margaret.
What did you just do?
I'm saying you want to do that.
Uh-huh. Go on, Margaret.
Sorry. Jason J. Delmonico's 14, so, and no, he doesn't get to drink alcohol, and we leave very early. We go into any sort of lounge where there's dancing, and I'll say, why don't you take your mother dancing? And he's always, gee, Mom, and I'll say, this is going to help you in your relationship with women. Your relating to women will become much healthier if you dance with your mother.
Right.
What does that mean, right?
I don't think there's a lot of people.
But if I got to dance with my mom, I would want to kill myself.
Oh my God, you are warped. You know that?
No, but I'd want to kill myself, and I'd want to kill myself.
Oh, you'd want to kill yourself, and in addition to that, you'd want to.
All right, Margaret, we get it. Thank you.
I mean, you're looking at me. He's the one that said I want to kill myself, and I want to kill myself.
Bud's got his ways, but you talking about wanting to? You take your son dancing.
Don't look at. Why, the four of you are looking at me as if I'm some kind of a world-class, gold-medal-winning, pederast sewer clam. Chill.
No, we're not. We're just looking at you like you know, you're weird. World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Woo-hoo! World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Ricky Dugan does it all with the plumbing, and Ricky Dugan gets to your house, he takes that plumbing apart, he puts it back, and I'll tell you something right now. If you're not happy, if not 100% satisfied, you come to Ricky Dugan's and slap him across the face and pick up one of his workers and throw him through a window. That's the Ricky Dugan guarantee.
Ricky Dugan will allow you to slap him across the face, pick up one of his workers, and throw him through a window.
Ricky Dugan does plumbing like no one else. He's been in the Los Angeles area for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I don't know, to be honest with you. Let's cut that part out.
Take two. Ricky Dugan's been in the L.A. area for many, many years, and I can assure you that when Ricky Dugan comes to your house, you'll know it's Ricky. He's a little tiny guy, and you're going to want to pick him up and throw him through a window. You're going to want to say, the plumbing that you just provided for me blows, but you won't, because it's great. Ricky has been thrown through three windows in the last 20 years. That's all, just three. And he himself has not only been thrown through windows, he also gets slapped in the face. Did I mess that up? Take three. Ricky Dugan will be slapped across the face. He'll bring with him a smaller employee. Ricky Dugan Plumbing. Yeah. So where's your savior
thunder? His angels fall from the sky. Well, that was jarring.
Welcome, that's Ice Nine Kills and Communion of the Cursed.
I think it's Halloween or something, not Christmas.
Yeah, what, Bud, you're in charge of the music. Let's get some damn holiday music in here.
Well, hey, you know what? I second that. Get some of the, what are the songs that they play?
Well, like Jingle Bells.
Yeah, there you go, Jingle Bells.
Well, John Jerryman is standing by.
Oh, Jay, is he going to sing a song?
Yes, he is going to sing a song, so maybe we can have him do that, Phil.
All right, we could have a holiday song from John Jerryman. I know that he also is going to be celebrating, is it Agnes's?
Yes, Agnes, the elderly woman who was herself a vaudevillian, as well as, for a very brief time, she had a few screen parts as an actress. Agnes is there. She lives at the same senior retirement center as Mr. Jerryman. She's the one that's always with the hand.
Oh, this is the old lady that puts her hand on the front of his slacks.
Yes, and let's not make a big thing out of it, all right? My God.
No, I wouldn't want to make a big thing out of that. Some old bag... Oh, man.
How can you help but make a big thing out of that? That's weird, man.
Hey, you know, Robert, I don't like being called man.
You know what he's saying. How can you help but make a big thing out of that? Some old lady sticking her hand down... Never mind. All right, let's get the good gentleman up here on the line. It's John Jerryman from Philadelphia. When did you work with him?
Oh, I worked with John. Well, as I said, I worked with John in the 70s in a couple of plays, and we also did some musical theater together, some song and dance, and John is on the line with us now from Philadelphia there at the Senior Main Center. John, a very good evening from the Phil Hendry Show.
Why, thank you, and good evening to everyone there.
Good evening, sir.
John, you're going to sing for us a song that, is Agnes standing by there, as we like to say in the broadcast game?
Agnes, yes. Agnes is here right now, and she is going to, hello, Agnes. And I'm going to sing for her a song that initially was sung by Frank Ifield, and I referenced it a couple of weeks ago when I was on your program over these very airwaves. And a song called I Remember You, Agnes. Do you know that song? All right. As long as you keep her, excuse me, Phil and Margaret and everyone, I have to just make a note. Keep her arm's length away from me. One arm's length. Because she'll reach out and stick it. Thank you. So, Agnes, are you ready?
Yay!
She's ready. Here we go. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember. See, I told. Hold on. Arm's length, man. How long is my arm? I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry.
All right. Well, you're having a little bit of
a staging problem, you know?
Yeah, sounds like a production problem.
Well, it's what it is. I'm talking to some show business people back in Hollywood. So how long is an arm? Keep her an arm. She'll put her hand directly down. What do you mean, so what? So that she gets her hands, she puts her hands right around my... I'm sorry.
We are on the air.
I know that. I'm sorry. I've got a young man here as an attendant, and every time I say something to him, he says, yeah, so what? So what's the problem? I don't want it. I don't want the old, hello, Agnes. I'm going to start again, all right?
Yeah.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. Oh, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember a few distant bells and stars that fell. God damn it.
Yeah.
How did she get... She's got an extender. Is that her arm? That's a fake hand.
God damn it.
I am very sorry, Mr. Hendry.
What happened?
Yeah, what's going on?
She has a fake arm. She's got an extender underneath her shawl, and the hand...
Did it look like a real hand?
Looked like a real hand to me, and she used it, and it came out from under her shawl, and I thought, my God, the woman's got a 9-foot-long arm. She can't have a 9-foot-long arm. Are you watching her? Are you standing there with your... Got one finger up your butt crack. The other one is grabbing more punch.
Now watch her.
I apologize.
All right, this is getting a little raunchy.
I apologize. Don't do it, Agnes. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. I remember you. You're the one who made my...
Let's move on.
What? Move on to the next verse. What a smarter...
Is that Agnes?
No, that's her twin. Yes, it's Agnes. She said, move on. All right. I remember two distant bells and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. What do you mean the glue? Out of the blue, I said.
It sounded like glue.
Well, get a load of you, ass.
You know, this is very uncharacteristic of you, John.
What is?
Calling us a-holes.
I've got an old lady. Take the arm extender away from her. All right? Get rid of it. No, throw it in the garbage. She'll get angry. Throw that in the garbage. Take the shawl away from her. It's too hot. There. Those are her two normal arms. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. Fuck. Got it.
All right, John...
Hold on. Okay. Get it out of her hand. She's got it in her hand. Break her thumb if you have to, but get it out of her. She got a hold of the arm extender. All right. Let me just finish. And I will tell them I... Oh! She got her hand right around the... I will tell them I remember. Tell them I remember. Tell them I remember you. Woo! All right. How was that, Agnes?
Bullshit.
She's a foul-mouthed old bag.
Well, it sounds as if she's incorrigible and may need some medicating.
Well, no kidding. I've been telling them that here for years, and in the home we lived in before.
You're not married to her, are you?
Are you kidding me? I got a guy over here I'm talking to. You know, this guy Hendry that you work with, Margaret, he's a barrel of... He just thinks he's funny, doesn't he?
Well, no, Phil laughs at everything.
I apologize. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
All right. John Jerryman, I appreciate...
John Jerryman from Philadelphia. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All kinds of stuff happening here on the show. We got Jeff Dowder, and he's giving out some awards for Christmas lights, right?
Hello, Dowder's, he's driving around and he's handing out the best Christmas lights. I think what they're doing is taking pictures and putting them on his girlfriend's website.
Be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I got mine at Wurlitzer's. And what did you get? None of your business. But I got mine at Wurlitzer's.
I got mine at Wurlitzer's.
Everyone's going to Wurlitzer's and getting theirs. You can too. Wurlitzer's. 5 locations in Clown Town and in Cloudy. What are you doing, Jim?
Practicing the bugle.
You know, it's 4:00 in the morning.
I know.
It's keeping me awake.
But don't you like my bugle playing?
You know, yesterday, I couldn't move the upper part of my body.
God damn if you aren't telling me the truth.
That's right.
I took Numbnackers.
Numbnackers, the new pain relief medicine and gel.
Numbnackers is the new pain relief analgesic pad.
Just stick it in, push it up, leave it there, pull it out, stick it in, push it up one more time, then twist, then pull it out very, very fast, and if there's a small trickle of blood, you've made it. Numbnackers.
I gotta run and get mine now.
Get your what?
My Numbnacker.
Oh.
Numbnackers available at Cludby's pharmacies. Oh, my mama love you. One day
you pay your back for the sacrifice that you manage to muscle. But this is that young, what's her name?
I don't know, that's her. Kibby Kabibi or something.
No, it's that, she's from Australia. Her name is, you know, her name is Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah, Iggy Azalea. That's work. All right.
What is that again?
Work from Iggy Azalea. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder is joining us. on our newsmaker line, because Jeff is out. He's looking at the Christmas tree lights, or maybe not just the Christmas tree lights, but I suppose what we should say is he's watching the, he's looking at all the Christmas, he's looking at all the lights, man, is what's happening out there. Jeff, how are you tonight, man?
Hey, Mr. Henry, I'm doing really good, and we are here right now in the lower part of Pasadena. We're heading back over to Temple City, and we are looking at a Christmas lights tonight here on a Jeff Dodder Christmas Light Special.
All right, Jeff, is that what you're calling it, son, the Christmas light special?
Yeah, well, we are, and we're going to take pictures of the best Christmas lights, and then we're going to put them up on my girlfriend Debbie. She has an Etsy site.
Now, the Etsy site is generally where they sell beads and things like that?
Yeah, she makes beads. She makes a lot. She makes beads. She makes vests. She makes headbands. She makes shirts. She makes pants. She makes sombreros and ponchos.
Butt chaps!
Shut up, man, okay?
All right, Bud, knock it off.
You know, Bud.
All right, so,
Yeah, no, she doesn't make chaps. You're out of luck, Bud.
Knock it off.
Come on, Dickman, grow the hell up.
I bet you look good in chaps.
You look good in chaps.
Hey, so, Jeff, have you seen anything you like?
Yeah, we went by. Basically, what we're looking for is movement. I mean, the key to any kind of good Christmas light presentation is movement. If you got movement, you got a good Christmas, you know, the lights are fine and everything like that, but what you need is movement or blinkage. And having blinkage...
What do you mean by blinkage?
Talking about blinking?
Well, yeah, blinkage is the blinking of a light.
Blinkage?
Yes, sir. All right, I mean blinking, but... Just to shorthand it, we need to have, you know, I shorthanded it to blinkage.
So whereabouts are you, man?
We were in San Marino, and we took a few pictures over there. Really cool display over there of like a gigantic, I thought it was like a flying saucer made out of lights, and it was going up and down off the roof of the house. It would land, and then a Santa Claus would climb out and go, ho, ho, ho. You know, I'm from outer space. You know, Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And then he'd dissolve into just like bats or something. And
wait a minute, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about one of the light displays.
This was on top of the house.
Yeah, it was a.
God, it sounds like a guy put $1 billion into that.
No, it wasn't that big of a deal, man. You could buy it at Sears or something. But anyway...
No, you buy something like that at Sears?
Wait, I want to hear what this was, Jeff. It was a flying saucer?
Yeah, it was a flying saucer. It was the Santa saucer. It was on the roof of this guy's... I mean, the guy had a big house. These guys probably flush. But it was a roof... And it was a saucer, and it was going up, and then it would stay up, and then it would land, and then up, and then it would land. And Santa Claus climbed out. He goes, ho, ho, ho. You know, and Merry Christmas from Santa Claus. And then he'd go, ah... And you'd see he exploded into moths or some kind of a flying creature. I thought it was a bat, but then I talked to Debbie. We think that... No, she says it can't be a bat because it's Christmas.
Wait a minute, man. With the story you're telling...
Yes, let me just clarify here.
You said that Santa Claus goes, ah, like that?
Is that what Santa Claus does?
Who?
Santa Claus on the roof, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I heard, Debbie. Didn't you hear that? Huh? It was the guy who was up on the roof, the guy who owns the house. Who was screaming? The guy on top of the roof of the house. What? Okay, I got this all messed up. Well, I took about 10 pictures, and the police are going to want to see them? Okay, here's what happened. Debbie is telling me now, why don't you tell Mr. Henry? Apparently what we saw was a guy on the roof of his house adjusting the lights. And it was a flying saucer, it was a Santa Claus, but he adjusted the light, he put his finger in a light socket or something, and she's saying that the guy got electrocuted.
And that's what the Santa Claus exploding into moths was?
I guess, yeah, I mean...
You know, a doubter...
Yeah?
Never mind.
Well, so, I don't care, I'm still gonna put it on the Etsy site.
What is this thing about the police are gonna want to see the pictures?
That's what Debbie was just telling me. She just went off to get another ice cream cone. Because they got ice cream cones at the corner. The ice cream cone guy come by, and he's parked there. He set up an ice cream stand. Probably, how long is the guy going to be there for?
Okay, Jeff.
Wait, how long is the guy going to help the ice cream cone? The guy with the ice cream cones. Are there ice cream cones?
Would you get this under control, Phil?
Hey, Jeff.
Wait, just, Well, whatever, man. God. Ice cream sandwiches, not ice cream cones. Yeah. So,
That's pretty cold for ice cream cone.
Yeah, it's cold, but this California, man, it's not nearly as butt cold as it is in some portions of the nation. I seen the reports and everything.
All right, so you took a picture of a guy on a roof who was getting a...
God damn, man. Smoke much?
I haven't had a cigarette in 7 years.
Well, that was a wheezer, man. Just... Anyway...
So a man got electrocuted, and you thought that was part of the Christmas display.
Holy Jesus. You know what? It's a good thing you weren't in a NOM with us. You'd probably think it was 4th of July every day.
Well, I mean,
we got guys blowing up all the time.
I'm just telling you what I've seen. Okay, so that's one, and I got to give the pictures to the police. The other one we took a picture of was an elf display, and it was on a house two blocks over. So far, the only houses we took the pictures of is that mine? Why'd you give me Neapolitan? God damn it, man.
Hey, watch the language, will you?
I'm sorry, but she went and got ice cream sandwiches, and she gives me the Neapolitan. Ah, damn.
You know what? Neapolitan, I've grown to like Neapolitan.
What?
Nobody likes Neapolitan. They don't even sell it anymore.
Apparently, he just got an ice cream sandwich that's,
Got a Neapolitan one? Ha ha, chop.
Why'd you do that? Anyway, I can eat it. I can eat it, you know?
Yeah, easy for you to say.
God, man.
All right, so what else?
The other picture was the elf display. And I say an elf display, and what it was moving lights, almost like moving neon that you see, and there are elves that are trudging across the expanse of this guy's front lawn. And the elves, on the one side is the Santa sleigh that's lit up, and then you see elves piling out of that, and they trudge across the guy's lawn and disappear around the side of the house, which I thought was a very cool effect. It's, you got to do this all with lights. And then he had another set of lights coming back, and these are the elves coming back, and they're piling ass into this. They're just piling into Santa's sled. And what's interesting about these elves, they look partially clothed, and I'm not sure I understand what that's about.
What? Say that again?
You know what? You're messing around, kid.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, okay?
They're partially clothed.
Yes, that's... Forget it, man.
All right, I believe you, man. So now you're telling me that there's elves, and this is all done with lights, right?
Right, Debbie, is lights, yeah. Yeah, they come out of Santa's sleigh, they go, like it looks like, into the guy's house, and come out, like, with no shirts, and they're carrying their shoes.
All right, and I'd love to know what street that's on.
I was going to publicize it, but the owner of the home said, please don't do it, because he doesn't want to have 80 billion people coming over, and also because he doesn't want to have anybody misunderstanding it, like he's got he's servicing elves in there, which I know he's not, because there's a lot. Anyway.
No, he's not servicing elves, because they're not real. Those are lights.
Okay, I understand that.
All right, well, that sounds like a fun neighborhood, I'll tell you that.
It sounds very tasteless indeed.
Well, that's what I saw.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate that very much, man. I want to see these pictures. Can we put them up on our website?
Well, we're going to have them up on Debbie's Etsy site. She's selling some beads, and she's selling headbands. And she's selling, another thing she's selling is headbands, beads, vests, and a moccasin, too.
One moccasin or two of them?
Two, man. That's what I said, a moccasin, too.
I thought you said...
Yeah, it said moccasin 2, T-O-O.
No, moccasin T-W-O.
Well, why don't you get out of here, man?
Hey, Mr. Henry, you told...
Man, what's wrong? What do you mean, what's wrong? And a moccasin 2. What language is that?
You know, Phil, this is the problem. And the longer you keep these people coming back on your program, you have taken... A lot of people don't think you have a heart, but I know you have a heart, because you allow these drug-addled and mentally deranged and mental deficients to just populate the airwaves.
Speak for yourself.
You know, I had to kick an old man's ass, but I'm not going to do that because I'm giving it up for Lent.
Well, you know what? It's not Lent time, so let's have at it.
Hey, watch it, both of you guys. All right, that's it. Now, remember that we're going to have our chat as usual tonight. The chat will take place on the website in the chat box. The video will be on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com.
You already blew it. You went...
Go to Facebook.com/PhilHenryFans for the video. Then on Saturday afternoon, or possibly Sunday afternoon, we'll do our live streaming show of the weekend. that will air on Monday. In other words, it will not be Sunday night. It will be either Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
And what's the third thing?
No, it's one more thing.
The third thing. God, why did you say the third thing? Now,
well, there was one other.
Okay, so that's that. And then, Saturday Cinema is going to be dropping as usual. Everything else is normal. Everything else is normal. And we will see you cats here. We will see you for the chat tonight. All right? And then we'll also hang out during the live stream of the show, either Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, right here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I want to thank everybody for... It's been a long week, man, and I am...
You don't look healthy.
I'm tired, man. I'm beat to F.
Anyway, we'd like to thank Jeff Dowder for telling us where some really cool fun with elves is tonight.
Yeah, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
My turn, man.
Oh, it isn't.
Why don't you do it, General?
Yeah, The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.